Friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marasi Sheyichyu, Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, or the schus Yidid Nafshi, or Shirim Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzchak Manasseh, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Rabbi Shishi Yitzchak Garber, Rabbi Baruch Abba Hatzlach, B'chol Maaseh Yideihem. In the previous shir, in this series, we spoke about how the mitzvah of sukkah is that your kviyus should be in the sukkah for all 7 days of yontif. And it's a din in the yontif. It's a kiyum in the yontif of sukkahs that you should be in the sukkah, should have a kviyus in the sukkah during all of yontif. And with that, we explained a lot of different things. Hadvarim hayunif flaim. And this is Hemshech Hadvarim, talking about the inyan of makom. In the Gemara, and this is again based on the Torah of Rav Moshe Zatzal, in the Gemara in Bava Basra, and I inhale at Aleph, it says, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasso Sukkah LaTzadikim, Me'oiroi Shel Livyosim, that in the future, God is going to make a sukkah for the tzadikim from the skin of the Livyosim. Livyosim is this big fish. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk to that effect. And that's what we daven in the sukkah. Shenizke leishev besukkas oro shel livyosan. We should be zelchet to sit in the sukkah of the skin of the Leviathan, of the Livyosan, of this big fish. So it's not pshat that the sukkah of oro shel livyosan is a schar on sitting in a different sukkah. But rather, in our sukkah, we relate to the sukkah of Olam Haba. Our sukkah is shaykh to the sukkah of Olam Haba. Medrash, Yalkut, Vayikrochov, Gimel, Remes, Tarnag, Kol Mi Shemakayim Mitzvah Sukkah Ba'Olam Hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshivu B'Sukkaso Shel Livyosan La'asid Lava. Anybody who is Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sukkah in this world, God sits him in the sukkah of Livyosan in the future. And this also means that if you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of sukkah here, that's shayich to the sukkah of the Vyasan Lasid Lavo. That's a hemshech of sitting in the sukkah here. So the shleimus inyan is in the future. But it also applies even in this world. In this world, we're also shayich to the inyan of the sukkah, it's orishel of Vyasan. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Beis Amud Aleph, famous Gemara, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to bring a Sefer Torah, put it in his bosom. So anybody who is osek in this Torah should come and take his schar. The goyim come. There's a whole shakel of Atariya with the umas olam, and then it says that the umas olam say in front of a kodesh baruch hu gimel lamed aleph. The end. Ribono shel olam, test us and we'll do it. We'll see if we can keep the Torah. Hashem said, "You fools! If you're toiling on erev Shabbos, you eat on Shabbos." So you didn't do the toil in the right time. But nevertheless, I have a mitzvah kala called sukkah. Do the sukkah. So they put the sukkah on their roof. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a hot day, like I'm speaking to you, kayom hazeh, probably about 80, 90 degrees outside, sitting in the sukkah. Sukkah's oro shel livyosan. Very hot day. Fortunately, this year I was smart. I made my sukkah shady. I put some bamboo sticks over my sukkah. So this way it's shady. What a good idea. Anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makdor aleihem chama, and they cook their sukkah and they leave. And then it says that Hashem laughs, and that's the only day that Hashem laughs. So the mitzvah sukkah is the mitzvah that's machriya, that the umas ha'olam have no schar in the future. Because they kick. You kick at the sukkah, you don't get schar. So since they're mevayit b'mitzvah, they're mafkia themselves from the schar of Torah and mitzvahs. So what does sukkah have to do with this? In sukkah s'orah shel v'yasin b'dafka, that we said that's the schar of sukkah. So here we're talking lasid lavo. So the explanation is, apparently, that or skin Again, it's sukkas oro shel levyasin, the skin of the levyasin. Skin is machzik as besaro. I ain't kidding on zayin amar aleph. Sudas besaro shel levyasin is the schar de la'asid lavo, which is the expression of the connection. Levia, levaya means to connect. Apam yilave ishi elai. Leah said, now my husband will accompany me. So levyasin is a lashon of chibur, of connection. So what's the su'udas bisaro shel levyasin? We're going to have a su'uda in the future from the flesh of the levyasin. That's the schar, that is the expression of our connection to the Etzem Achayim, to life, because life is Malchus Shemayim. That's what life is all about, being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Levyasin Megamatria Malchus, hopefully we'll see that in a future shir, talking more in depth about the Sukkos Aruah Shel Levyasin. Oh boy, is there a lot of good stuff to say. Oh boy. So after the Gemara Tikkun of Yemei Avodah V'Abechira, we are connected to the Chaim HaNitzchim, just like our Basar, in other words, our Chiyus, our vitality, is just a Kiyum and a Chiyus of Malchus Hashem, as we're going to see in that future shir. So that's the Basar of the Levyasin. The Basar of the Levyasin is the Chiyus of life. Levyasin is Tumashon Chibur. What are we mischaber to life? Life is Malchus Shemayim. Eating the Basar is a Chibur to this life. The or, the skin, is Bechinas Makom, the place that surrounds the Basar and the Chiyus, through which we are able to be Nanim in a Basar, to enjoy the flesh. V'rein lecha davar she'ein lo makom. We're called Dover Kaim Tzarech Matzav Misaviv Shemekayim also. So how we nana from the Basar? If we have a place, we have to have a Makom. Everything has a Makom. Ein l'chol davar she'ein lo makom, it says in Avos. And everything Kaim needs a Matzav, needs a situation that gives it life. Chazal say Hashem is Makom Shel Olam, because there's an Or Elyon that's makif the Metzias, that gives the Metzias existence, that gives existence a place. Everything needs a place. So hopefully in a future shir we're going to see that there are two bechinas in Makom, two aspects to Makom. One is the true kiyum of Ein Od Movado, and that's that everything created is connected to the Gamrei, to the Sod, Ein Sof. And this we have no Havanin, we have no Tfisin, we have no understanding of, as we see in the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel. So hopefully we'll discuss this in the future. However, this light is also revealed in the lower world, and we're able to be Tofes, the opposite of the light. And that's why it's called Or. Or is Milashon Iver, that's the blindness. So that's the opposite of Or with an Aleph, is Or with an Ayin, is being blind, Iver. That's not seeing the light properly. And that's what allows us to be here and have Bechira, that we are blinded from seeing the divine light, so we think we have free choice, we can do whatever we want. We do have free choice. We can't do whatever we want. Now the tachlis of the Gilui Malchus Hashem is that after the avoda, we can be mishayich ourselves to the bechinas makom. That's lamala, that's above the framework of the olam avoda. And in this bechina, all we have is the sug of einod milvado. That's the makom aschar. So you have makom in this world where the light is hidden, and you have the next world which is the makom aschar. But you can't receive the schar unless you're in a place whose mitzias, whose reality is higher than this world. It says in the Gemara, schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah, you want schar mitzvah, nishdu, not getting it here. So therefore, without the orosh levyasan, without the skin of levyasan, again, skin gives a makom. So without the or of the levyasan, we can't be nana from the sudas besara shel levyasan. We can't enjoy that meal eating the flesh of the levyasan. We need the or, we need the space, we need the place. So this or is the makom aschar, the place of reward that surrounds and holds the flesh. So we have a place in the future world. We see in the Nefesh HaChaim that we're surrounded by this or makif elyon, by this divine light whenever we do a mitzvah. Shar Aleph Sof Perek Vav in the footnote, in a gloss. V'zeh shetuknu nusach habracha z'sher k'deshanu mitzvah b'tzivanu. V'chein v'kidashtanu b'mitzvah y'secha. Ki me'eh she'ol al rayon ha'odam lasos mitzvah. What's pshat? God sanctified us with his mitzvahs. And when you think, just decide, that you want to do a mitzvah, you exercise your free choice in order to decide to do a mitzvah, immediately there's a roshem lamala in its source, in the divine root, in the heavenly celestial root. Umamshich misham alatzma or makif. And you draw on yourself this light, this surrounding light. And through this kedusha and light, you're davuk b'Hashem even in your life, and that's the or hamakif. Zeh or hamakif, hu lo le'ezer ligmor hamitzvah. This or hamakif helps you complete the mitzvah. Vayde egmar haor mischazek yoser v'yarim rosh elyon. And when you finish it, the light gets stronger when you finish the mitzvah. Ba'zeh b'alatar misayinosa, kam moshechos v'goreres es libo mizeh. The saga old kama mitzvahs achashu yoshev ata began eden mamish. So this brings you to more mitzvahs because you have this divine light on you, and then you're sitting in Gan Eden. You're b'seiser elyon. You just don't feel it because of your body, but that's where your soul is. V'kasher yosim elav libo beisias mitzvah yavin v'yargish benafshu shum subav u'melubish ke'etz be'akdusha v'ruach nachon ischadish b'kirbo. When you pay attention to this, when you do a mitzvah, you feel that you're surrounded and enclosed by this sanctity. And a new spirit comes in your midst. And that's what it means. You live in them, in the mitzvahs. Because you're mesubav with the kedusha of the mitzvah, you're surrounded by the kedusha of the mitzvah, and you're mukaf me'avira de Gan Eden. You're surrounded by the light of the Garden of Eden, sweet friends. Is that awesome? So it's mefurish b'divrei ha'nefesh ha'chaim that even when you're doing all the mitzvahs, you're mukav, you're surrounded with this or ha'mekif, with this divine light, which ultimately is the eternal reward as well. That is the reward. And there he writes in Perek Yud Beis that when you decide to do a mitzvah, And immediately there's a reshuma lamala b'rishosha elyon. And memeli, you're mamshich on yourself, you draw on yourself. This or hamekif, this surrounding light from the Kiddush Elyona, and that's what helps you finish the mitzvah. And when you finish it, the Kiddush and the Or go back to their source, and then it's waiting for you, Lolam Haba. After your body separates from your soul, you go and you have pleasure, but from all these divine worlds. And so it says at the beginning of the Ruach Chaim, and of us in the Hakdama, same Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that it's known when a person decides to do a mitzvah, there's a mark, a trace left in Shemayim, and then this Or Makif is aroused, surrounds a person, and it helps you finish it, and that's Gan Eden. You just, again, don't feel it because you're in your body, but in the future you're going to feel it. So we see that the schar mitzvah is the mitzvah. The mitzvah creates the schar, even thinking about doing the mitzvah. And this is Muchach Mitzar Atzmo, because Chazal says Schar Mitzvah B'Hal Malekah. So how is it possible to do a mitzvah if the place of doing the mitzvah is Mufka Meora Mitzvah? It's Pashut that the Schar of the mitzvah and the mitzvah are not two separate things. Through the mitzvah you relate to the Schar, but Schar Mitzvah B'Hal Malekah, this is where we're Mufka from the Schar. If this world is Mufka, is divorced, is precluded from the true mitzvahs, how does it shaykh to be mekayim a mitzvah with the schar? There's no mitzvahs then. If this world is mufka from schar, it's mufka from mitzvahs. And the answer is that the mitzvah is not being fulfilled in this world. The mitzvah is being fulfilled in this surrounding light that encompasses a person, in which a person is ensconced in this world. So it's above this world. Every time you do a mitzvah, you're out of this world. Kepshuta. Again, your body is still here on the planet Earth, but at that time you're surrounded by this divine light of Gan Eden, and then afterwards it's going to go back up to Shemayim and wait for you when you get there. So you're right, in this world there's no schar mitzvah, and therefore there's no mitzvah. Because when you do a mitzvah, you're not in this world. So now we understand that it's a klal in all the mitzvahs, that the Ikar Asiya is in a place that's besod Almad Asi. That's the secret of the future world. And the root of this level is the sukkah. Because Chazal say that the true kiyum of the schar is besukkah sa'orah shel avyasan. And that's what sukkah is. So there's no mitzvah that's more connected to schar and to olam haba than sukkah. Because the sukkah sa'orah shel avyasan is a hemshech, it's a continuation of this sukkah, of our sukkahs. And the inyan of doing mitzvahs in this world is that you're already surrounded by the divine light of the next world. And where is that going to be? Where is our place in the next world? In the sukkahs of Rosh HaLeviyasim. So we explained in the previous shir at length, Alpiderech HaLamdus, that it's this the mitzvah sukkah, sitting in the sukkah is a din in the yantif. The whole yantif is sukkah. It's not a stama maisa mitzvah of sitting in the sukkahs during sukkahs, just like you're eating matzah during Pesach, or you're eating cheesecake during Shavuos. No, that is the Yontif. It's a kiyum in the Yontif of Chag HaSukkos Tasach Al Shivas Yamim, as we explained. And that Yontif is really a microcosm of the Aruch Shel Avyasa. Our place here is a small Aruch Shel Avyasa, that place of Kibbutz Schar Lasid Lavo. So when you do other mitzvahs, so you did the mitzvah, and because of that, you're zochet to this or elyon or mekif. That's not the etzem chefts of the mitzvah. Here, the etzem chefts of the mitzvah is the schar. The very mitzvah itself of the sukkah is in itself the schar, because in the future, that's where we're going to get our schar, and the sukkah is our shel avyasa. And by the way, this is very emphasized in the Lashon of Reb Chaim, the Lashoner. He says Lashonos like this, Chofefes Olav, Lashon Chupa, V'sochech Be'evrasom, Lashon Schach, V'chosev Etzel Kanfei Kedusha. So it shows you that this Schar, and this future Schar we're getting, that comes already down now when we do a mitzvah, really relates very, very deeply to Sukkah. Zeicher l'davar, Yadua me'agra in the Pasuk, Tehillim 76, Vahi b'shalem Sukkah manasu b'tzion. When the Sukkah is complete and his dwelling is in Zion, recognized in Judah as Hashem, and in Israel, God Hashem's name is great in Israel. Vahiva Shalem Sukkah then was in Jerusalem. His tabernacle, Shalem is Yerushalayim, Umonaso B'tzion, and his dwelling is in Zion. So you have here Sukkah, and you have here Zion. Two mitzvahs that are connected, because mitzvah sukkah shayach l'mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael. Because in both of them, the mitzvah is done with your entire body, all of ramach and shasa. All of your body, all of your 248 limbs and 365 sinews connected to Targum mitzvahs. So the sukkah is similar to eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is bechinas your b'makom hashchina. Perspective Eretz Yisrael is here in God's divine presence. Yeshiva Sukkah also. Your Bechinas Makom Shebesoda Mekifim. The Gra writes that Yom Tov of Sukkah is parallel to Eretz Yisrael because it's connected by Samikta Sherosh Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Be'ekarachanu Yakim Lano Sukkah David Anu Fales by Samikdash. We know that the Ikar Kiyom HaMitzvahs are in Eretz Yisrael. Ikar Shechin is in Eretz Yisrael. So, if that's mitzvahs and that's shechina, then that's lasid lava, and that's sukkah, all the same parsha. And chutz la'aretz is just at tzivi lach tziyunim, just preparing, making marks. And when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be new. So it emerges according to this, that we see that sukkah is besold sukkah's orosh el avyasa, and for that very reason, sukkah's mevarer, sukkah clarifies if we are shayach, if we relate to the schar, to the reward of the future. Because sukkah is the place above this world where you're surrounded by the light. And that's why the goyim were tested dafka b'mitzvah sukkah. Are you shayach to this place? The goyim are being tested. We see this numerous times in the Kisvei Ari,
He says, Sukkah's dargas ima ila, sod ema banim smecha bina. Hopefully we'll talk about that in a future shir. The secret of the alam hab of alma da'asi. So when we're sitting in the sukkah, we're surrounded by alam haba. And that's why the test is going to be, are you connected to accepting the mitzvah of sukkah? And that's why sukkah is such an unbelievable, ethereal, otherworldly mitzvah. So Baruch Hashem, that we're zochah to be mekayim to have this place. And we are not finished. There's a lot more to say, continuing where we left off here. And please God, we should be zochah to continue in the future. If Hashem gives us life and hope and health, financial means, the simcha, the koach, it's Hashem for all of us. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved.